Hi, and welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I'm Sherry from A Quilting Life.
And I am Chelsea from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And we are here with you today on Monday, November 27th, 2023, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hope your Thanksgiving went well. And we're actually going to have a little gratitude segment today.
We need to.
Yeah.
It's good.
Before that, I'm going to mention our sponsor, Cozy Earth. We are so grateful to have them. And if you haven't checked out Cozy Earth yet, you really need to. It is such a great product. They have sheets that are made from bamboo, from viscose, that are temperature regulating, so cooling. They have beautiful colors, a wide variety of shades, and perfect for your winter and holiday decor. And they also have some comfy loungewear, pajamas, and even have branched out into the skincare products. So please check out Cozy Earth and use the code AQUILTINGLIFE for 35% off site-wide. Okay, so Chelsea has the quilt.
Yeah.
So let's... I was super excited with what she brought for the wall.
Yeah,
so
I'm really glad I brought this one. This is our Home for the Holidays book quilt sampler. And what it was we had the Christmas book and we did a sampler. And it was a sew-along. And it was really fun. So we each took blocks from the quilts that we designed for the book and we put them in this large sampler. And I thought, I don't think I've shared mine on the podcast before. So in true fashion, because it is the holiday season, I thought, let's put it up on the wall. If you have the book and you haven't made the sampler yet, it's so much fun. It is so much fun. I love it.
And we both used Emma fabrics for our quilts, but yeah. I used all of the blues, everything. Chelsea went with a red and green version, and it is just mind-boggling to me how this just coordinates so well with favorite things, too.
Oh, my goodness. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Mom did all of the Emma fabrics, and I ended up doing a Christmas version.
Yeah.
And it really matches it really,
yes,
really well. Favorite things. I had already wanted to remake some of the quilts in the book, but because of this, like in our favorite things fabrics,
right,
because I had used the Emma and it turned out so, so cute. So that is, if you have the book and you haven't done the sampler, I recommend it.
Yeah. And we can put a link in the description for actually have a landing page for the sampler. So you can still go and get all those PDFs that help you. You need the book as well.
Yeah.
But you can still get all the PDFs to help you make the sampler.
Yeah. And on the table, we have memories. And because I used Emma, I decided to bring an Emma quilt as well. And I don't think I've shared this one in a while. This is Fat Eighth Friendly and just a really great way to show off a lot of fabrics. It kind of gives a scrappy look in the star blocks, which I like. But I really would like to mock it up in either strawberry, everything I want to mock up in strawberry lemonade. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I really, really want to. Maybe I will, and we'll put it up on this podcast just so we can see it. But yeah, this one's Fat Eighth Friendly. Marianne Bott did the all over quilting on it and it turned out really, really cute. So that is on the table for you all and on the wall.
Before we get started too, we do have a couple things on the table that I wanted to mention before we get into the podcast. The first one is the Clover. Yes, the quick yo-yo maker. I talked about this last podcast. This is the size you need if you're going to make a pincushion. And there are really great full color step-by-step instructions on the back. I ordered mine from Fat Quarter Shop because I don't know when I'm going to get around to making these, but I am. And also, this is something I don't even know if I mentioned last time, but you could use fall fabrics and make little pumpkins and you can just get little twigs and stick in the center for a stem. So anyway, next fall, I'm going to have some mini pumpkins with my yo-yo maker.
Oh my goodness. So many mini pumpkins. I want like a whole bin.
A whole bowl full
of mini pumpkins.
Hand me that.
Yeah.
Kate, wait. Is Billy going to make a mini pumpkin? He's taking it. Oh, okay.
I'll explain.
Well, can okay. I just say really quickly,
yeah, go ahead.
How cute would that be if you made like a whole bin of mini pumpkins and every time someone came over to your house, you could be like, take a pumpkin.
Yeah. Well, no, Tammy had tons of them. She had made goodness. Little tons of them. So anyway.
So cute.
Anyway, I had to order that. So I have it on hand. And then
hold on one sec. Oh, so wait. There's a reason I took it because okay. there's a good comment. Someone mentioned that if there's something that's hard to see, like maybe Billy can hold up because the camera's closer. So I was just going to hold it up here.
Oh, good idea.
And let people Billy's see it. Like... It might work a little better. I should have told you before we started, but when you held it up, that's when it hit me. And I was like, I'll do that this time. So I'm just sort of holding it up here for people
I was
to see.
Really good confused idea. When he was walking over here. I'm like wow, this has spoken to him. He wants to make these.
He wants to make yo-yos.
I don't think so.
He did really like yo-yos wait when he a was minute. A young kid.
I did. I liked real yo-yo or those yo-yos.
Can we please? We should do a little video where we make that Billy come on. How fun would it be to sit down and film us with Billy making a yo-yo? You could do it. This is something you can do.
Yeah, but I don't think I have any use for it.
Okay.
Guys. Excuses.
We still have our idea of the other thing we want
to
make.
Yeah, we do.
So.
We do. In 17 years, we're going to be like, hey, guys, we're still going to film that video.
Okay. I also want to mention my beautiful handcrafted wood thread stand on the table. Chelsea actually has one, too. She'll be bringing it back for a podcast next year to share hers. This is beautifully handcrafted from Modern American Vintage. They used to be kind of a local to us. They used to actually live in Las Vegas, but they moved across the country to be closer to family. Mm-hmm. And he sent these for us, and they are so beautifully made. If you're still looking for gifts for your quilting friends or for yourself, we'll put a link to their website. He just has beautiful handcrafted wooden quilting tools and accessories, and we will be sharing more about our thread stands next year because we will be doing a giveaway with them in 2024. So just wanted to mention that.
Mine is so cute, you guys. I should have brought it today.
It's super cute.
It has like little checkered
like patchwork.
Oh my goodness. He just does a fantastic job. Yeah. It's great. And I got my new thread cone.
Yes.
And I am getting it all set up. I'm excited. Yeah.
You're going to love it because you won't run out of thread for the longest time.
Can you believe it? I have always used the tiny little RFL things of thread.
Yeah.
And I finally got this.
This is a game changer.
And I immediately ordered thread this size. And I thought, wow, I think I'm going to love not running out of thread. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yes.
So think of how many quilts I can quilt up with that.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Okay, so I have one quilt to share from a listener today, and it was the Fall at Home quilt, and yay! I'll just go ahead and put that up on the screen. There wasn't really an email attached to it or a story behind it that I saw, Mom. Was there something that was left out? Or
no, I can't remember if she emailed and then she sent a separate email with the picture.
I just love seeing
maybe
that's
what it
is. Home.
Yeah.
It is from Kathy, though. I know it is from Kathy, and she said we could share it on the podcast. So that is up there now, and that's a really great photograph outside there on the little front patio area. But yeah, those aren't your fabrics. Definitely, I can tell that. But I like the combination that she used to.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
And purple and yellow and maroon and everything. So that is our only listener quilt today.
I love it.
That's from that. So, So any other updates? I think we'll by the time this airs, we'll be heading into the third week of your sew along.
Yeah, and I think it's been going great. It's been fun. Yeah. So we'll be into the third week and we'll still have a couple weeks after that with that one.
Yeah. And I'm keeping up.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. Mom, at this point, I think I'm probably caught up, but mom like really has her blocks done. She was zooming. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I think it's cool to be able to show both versions that we're both sewing with. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Cool. So we'll jump into today's topics then, and we're going to actually start with a Thanksgiving topic, and we know it Thanksgiving just passed by the time this comes out, but we still think it's a good time to do our own little podcast Thanksgiving for the year 2023, focusing on your quilting lives, right? It's the Quilting Life Podcast. Obviously, we're all thankful for a lot of different things in our lives, but for our listeners and everything, if you guys want to start off and say a few things that you're thankful for this year.
Yeah, well, there's so much to be grateful for. And, but I am truly grateful for all of you for watching and listening, however you're listening to the podcast. That was really made abundantly clear to us at market how many shop owners were watching and had been watching. But I really do love the emails. Sometimes it takes me a while to get back to them, and hopefully you understand if my responses are short. I might be replying to a whole bunch in one day, but I really do appreciate the responses and, you know, the photos that you send in of our quilts and patterns and projects that you've made with our fabric, whether it's, you know, somebody else's pattern and our fabric, or our pattern and somebody else's fabric, or however it's mixed up in there. It's always really fun to see. I'm really grateful for that. And really grateful to be for our Moda family. We found that out at market too, how good it was to be back. And really grateful to be able to work with Billy and Chelsea with this. Really grateful Billy had this idea. Who would have thought we would be doing, you know, we're coming up on 100 episodes in a couple episodes. This is like 98, right?
I have to get a cake.
But yeah, just really grateful. Like, who in the world would have ever thought I would be doing a podcast? But I love it. It's really one of my favorite things is the podcast.
Whoever knew, like I remember the very first couple episodes, I was like shaking. I was mortified. Like, why? I thought I can never do this.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
All right. So Chelsea, what are some things you're thankful for this year?
Well, Mom stole a lot of mine. No,
you can both be thankful for the same thing.
I'm going to start off with, well, they all make me cry. Okay, I just want to say I'm super, super grateful for our listeners. And I hope you can feel the vibe I'm sending through the camera right now, because I could just like give you all a really, really big hug. Not only do you support this podcast and you're here, and we feel that in the comments and just all the feedback, I just want to say how grateful I am. But not only that, but there was a lot of personal support for me this year, and that I am just so grateful for. So I'm going to move on before I cry, and I just hope all of you know that I love you and appreciate you. I am also, like Mom said, super grateful to work with each of them. I don't like to get sappy with my mom and Billy. I'm not really like
the sappy kid.
Yeah, I'm not really the sappy kid, but this dynamic, people ask me all the time, how is that working with your family? And I'm like, it's the best. I know that isn't, you know, what always happens in a business with family, but I really, really appreciate all the hard work that is put in from each of us. It's a ton of work for Billy, and I kind of die laughing sometimes because he'll be like, you guys said so or or
36
times, and we're like, oh my, and I didn't realize how much work he has to put in to make these videos so seamless. And so Billy, I don't do this a ton, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna make we're trying not to make eye contact right now. So I'm really appreciative, because I also could not have imagined this podcast taking off like it was. And I did this morning. I realized this is like episode 98 or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's episode 98.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness, we have to make the 100th episode, this epic episode. Normally on TV, if you're watching a show and it's the 100th episode, it's like a big deal. Yeah. And they have a party and all this stuff. So,
well, and it's going to be the last episode for 2023 will be the 100th episode.
How serendipitous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Crazy.
And might as well talk about it now. It's scheduled, if we stick to the Monday schedule, to come out on Christmas Day. But I always think, me and Mom were talking earlier, maybe we'll just, that one will move bump to Tuesday.
Why you know? Would you do that?
Well, I mean, it's not like
people are busy Christmas,
Christmas Day.
Christmas, yeah.
You know, maybe the day after if they want to get a new podcast. I know, yeah. It's sort of weird, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Guys, I am a big believer in these weird timing things.
Yeah. So you'll have to wait one extra day for that.
Okay, fine. Episode. I can be patient. No, I'm also grateful for Moda and our Moda family. We really, really felt that it's a family, and the company is they really want to hear feedback from their designers, and it was really great to be back together. But I am just also just grateful for quilting in general, because I, as someone who said they would never, ever, ever, ever quilt. And I mean, it was like, I was never going to do it. And I thought there's no way this could bring joy. And I still have people ask me, what do you do with all your quilts? Like, what, you know? And I'm like, oh man, if you only knew how much joy, or how quilting knits hearts together, people. It's, it's important to me.
I was never going to quilt either. I thought I literally said to my grandmother one day, why do you cut all that fabric up just to sew it back together? Back then I was sewing clothing like crazy and dresses and stuff for my kids. And I was sewing for other people, doing bridal wear and prom dresses and stuff. And I didn't think I would be a quilter either. So it just happened.
It's crazy.
Someday I should... Maybe I'll do it now. I might be putting my foot in my mouth, but I have to go through the scrapbook and put some pictures up of the clothes that you made me. Like, you used to make me shorts.
Shorts.
That were very, very 90s. They're almost like 80s colors, but I was wearing them in the 90s. But I always remember those shorts. I used to love the shorts that you made
as a kid. Yeah, I made tons of those shorts. They like saved. So, because those like kind of longer, like board short type. Mm-hmm. With the bright colors, we're kind of in.
Yeah.
And
I would love to actually have a pair of those now.
Oh my goodness, make him some.
But no, like make I him saved some. So much money making them. I could make a pair of those shorts for like less than $2, and you buy them for $20 at the store. You know? Yeah, it was crazy how much money.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you make me a lot of clothes?
No. I made Halloween costumes.
Oh, I remember.
You were just wearing all of Candace's
hand-me-downs, I'm sure. I was. Yes. Oh, gosh. That's what happens when you're the second girl or the second boy.
Unless you're like our youngest and you're 9 years younger, then you get all new stuff.
Yeah.
So
I have no words.
Yeah.
I won't even say. My younger brother got everything. Oh my goodness, I have no words. Yeah, we won't even go there because Billy agrees with me. So, oh my goodness. No, but I also want to say I'm grateful for my little family at home too, because they support me so much in this. My husband does. My friend, one of my best friends, came over yesterday. I was drowning and trying to get this fabric cut out and some stuff accomplished. And she just came right over, and she's always talking to me. She always gets so excited. I'll show her the new fabric lines. And so, but no, my family is so, so supportive, and my girls and Finn, they will like, my mom is a quilter. And they like, Finn went up to his librarian because he knows she quilts. Uh-huh. And I was so embarrassed. She told me the whole thing. She said it was adorable. So he walked up in library and he says, do you know my mom is a quilter? And she said, yes, I do. I have bought some of her fabric. And he said, okay. He's like, so, because.
And didn't he say something like, my grandma's a quilter too?
Yeah, he probably did. I have the message. He just is so cute about it, because he grew up, he literally was born in the midst of all of this. So he just thinks this is like this corporate job that like, so it's really cute. But no, there's so much to be grateful for, and it wouldn't, be possible without all these other things, but I just am grateful that it's in my life. And I probably am rambling, but attitude of gratitude, guys, attitude of gratitude. Yes. I hope everyone knows that we're so grateful for you. And it's because of you that we're able to keep doing this. And yeah, I think that was one of my favorite parts from Market is I did not expect that, is women coming up and saying, we love the podcast. And I'm like, oh, you do? Oh my goodness, because I know you all do, but yeah. But just in person, I was like, oh my goodness, like they like it's a good thing. Yeah. And yeah, so
good. Well, I'll tail off that real quick. And I was also grateful. The same thing, it lets without there is no YouTube channel, there's no podcast if people don't listen or watch the videos and the podcast. So thank you to everyone that does listen and watch. It allows me to do something that I at one point I thought was just a hobby or something that could, you know, kill time or whatever. And now I get to do it more in a full-time capacity and I love it. And I do have some other work I do on the side as well, but I'm really just grateful the way like my life is shaped and everything right now. And that's because of you guys and all the feedback that we get. And I know just like my mom, I wish I did. And maybe in the future I will be even more fully dedicated to this full time, nothing else. And I could get back to more people, but I do try to read as many things as I can. And just like today, when I held up this little Notion down here, that was a suggestion from a viewer, a listener. And so just like things like that, it helps improve the podcast. I read them, I take the suggestions, and we try to implement the ones that I really think will help everything that will make it better. So just thank you for that. I'm thankful also for not having any equipment failures this year. I've thought about that. At the beginning of the year, I had a little scare with my computer. I just need a battery replaced, but you know, I'm looking at a new computer maybe after I get married.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That, but you know, things like that. So everything's gone pretty smoothly this year. Didn't accomplish every goal we set out to get, but overall, I mean, this has been another good year. Sometimes it's like you got to pinch yourself. You're like, oh, this is what I'm doing now, you know. So I thanks again to everybody.
Yeah.
Can I say something really quick about the? I didn't even think about that. Hmm. You have like a failure with if you have like a failure technically, that is scary. Yeah. That's scary. And I do have to say, I know the whole computer thing because I had called Billy when we first started designing. I bought this Surface Pro, and this was years ago. And I did not, it was very expensive for me at the time. And my mom helped pitch in. I could cry about that too. My husband, like, he used his like bonus from work to help pay for it. And I needed a new one because it wasn't going to support the Windows I needed, and it wasn't going to support the Illustrator program I needed. And I spent a pretty penny on the new computer, but I am grateful I did because this thing, my new Surface Pro, is awesome and does way more. So I hear you, but you'll love it. You'll love having a new computer.
Yeah.
Just not the price probably, but.
Yeah. I have more backup. After my little battery scare earlier this year, I realized I need to have some better backup plans in case because losing a lot of
content.
Things would be bad. But anyway, it's all gone well.
I just was thinking a couple things when Billy was talking. I thought, you know, like I never really could have foreseen him enjoying this part of his career because this wasn't really a career when he was in high school. I mean, you didn't
know.
Not a lot of people. I mean, nobody.
YouTube
was maybe. No. Yeah.
Yeah. 2002. So, it was after I graduated high school that it became a thing.
Yeah. So I never could have foreseen that, you would love to do editing and all of these different things. But Chelsea, I will have to say, I remember asking her one day, or maybe she just came up and told me that she wanted to have a talk show like Oprah. That's what she wanted to do for her career.
1,000%.
You were like full out. So I'm like, wow, like you kind of did it.
I guess I kind of did. I can say we can check that off the list because I did. I wanted a talk show. I wanted to go into media. But now I'm now realizing how difficult it is. I should probably take a class on public speaking, but I wanted to do that. And yeah, I did say that. That's crazy. But yeah, it is really interesting because a lot of these careers that are available now that you wouldn't even have thought of them before.
Oh, absolutely.
This is crazy. You, a content creator, people would have been like, what? You know, it's really wild.
I mean, me with my background in English and even graduate studies in English, whoever thought I would
need it?
But whoever thought I would make a living writing on the internet? It was just wasn't an option. It was like, you got to be a professor or you got to go to law school.
Yes, those were the,
Or you got to do tech writing for manuals, you know, so it was never like.
I'm grateful for the people who do that, but I would not want to do that.
Yeah.
Tech writing for manuals?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It would be so boring. So, but those were the options for English graduates.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so grateful that I'm able to, I love writing. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do that every week, you know?
So question, did you think 1000% you were going to become a professor at a college? Like, was that ever, or did you not think you wanted that?
No, I liked that. And I enjoyed, because I was thinking about the other day, I actually taught 10 years,
yeah,
so 20
did.
Semesters. And I love that. I do miss, you know, there were some of those students that you're just always going to remember. I loved reading student writing, you know, college freshmen, high school juniors and seniors. When you get young people like that to write, it is wonderful to read.
Wow.
And, you know,
she would grade papers on the plane to markets before.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
First market that I didn't take papers on the plane to read.
Yes, because you stopped.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have a couple of my former students. One writes copy in New York City. I have another one who's a journalist. She works for one of the major papers in Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake, yeah.
And has published her own book. And it's just really fun to see how many of
one of her students is in law school.
Yeah.
I think she's in law school now, right?
Yeah, at Georgetown, right? Or one of my students is actually working on the Hill as a clerk.
Wow.
Yeah, at the Capitol. So.
Oh my goodness.
I've had some very, very talented.
Some of them still stay in contact with you.
Yep.
Semi. Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. Love it.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next topic, and it's sort of in chronological order with the holiday season. So we wanted to make sure we didn't skip Thanksgiving completely. But the next one, we're going to talk about gifts. And we've done episodes before about, you know, giving gifts to people that like quilted gifts. So bags or pillows and all this. But now we want to focus on, and again, this is from a listener's suggestion, correct, Mom? We wanted to give suggestions on what do you give gifts to other quilters? So not necessarily making something for them, but something that a quilter can use or would appreciate.
And this actually came to us at market. Somebody walked up to talk to us and she said, I want you to do a podcast episode on gifts for quilters.
Yeah.
And I actually just recently wrote a blog post about it. So we'll have that linked in the description below too, where I have some more ideas and some thoughts about it. But Billy actually came up with this great idea to fill a stocking. And I remembered that I had this gift bag tutorial. So I filled a gift bag and a stocking with just stuff. And
stocking stuffers.
Yeah. Stocking stuffers.
Quilting stocking stuffers.
Yeah. And Chelsea actually doesn't know what's in there.
Yeah,
so,
I don't.
Yeah. So we're just going to pull out. And these are just a whole bunch of ideas for things that you can give quilters.
Yeah. Yes.
And some of them are handmade and some of them aren't. So
I like the bag so much.
Yeah.
I'm like the kid that wants the box instead of the present inside of it. This is so cute.
Yeah. And that's a mini charm tutorial. We've got a video for it.
Oh, cool.
So how do you want us to start, Billy?
However you guys want.
I'm going to go first.
I already knew you were going to say that.
Shocker. Okay, and I'm not even going to look. Wait, can anything like poke me or cut me?
I don't think so. Well, there are pins in there, but they're stuck in a pin cushion. Spoiler.
You shouldn't have. Okay, this is actually a great gift. It's Primitive Gatherings triangle paper, and she has a bunch of different sizes, correct?
That's the variety pack.
Oh, this is the variety pack. Guys, there's a variety pack.
Perfect for your small PC.
When I go to a big bulk store, I always get the variety pack. Okay, yes, I love this. Yeah, triangle paper is a great one, especially if you have a specific project in mind. So good little gift.
Okay.
Your turn. Okay. Your move.
So this is actually a mug rug. So great idea to make with fabric leftovers from other projects. This was actually in our Home for the Holidays book.
Oh, it was. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It was made with project leftovers from one of my bigger projects from the book. But yeah, a holiday mug rug is, or non-holiday mug rug. Billy's actually got one sitting over there.
Yeah.
On the table.
Girl, I've had this on my desk.
Yeah.
Every time I do.
It's his summer suite mug rug. Yeah.
It's just, I just asked my, do you have something to put my water on? Or if I had another drink over here, then.
Oh my goodness.
This is what's always on the desk.
I keep thinking I should make it more masculine.
That's the craziest question, because I know mom's reaction. Oh, do I, as her whole closet falls down with the table runners and mug rugs. I'm like, side note about this, though, when we did do this book, Home for the, we have recipes in it too, you guys.
Yes.
We took the food photography for it, and yeah. Yes. So that's a good one. Well, I'm just going to do this because I know what this is. Okay, but this is the Creative Grids. It's a non-slip ruler, and it is so that you can, like if this was your square, you can draw the lines on it with it, and you have a... I guess I should have had Billy hold it.
It's exactly 1/2 inch.
It's exactly 1/2 inch. Yeah. Thank you, Mother. So I have one of these. It's in blue, though.
Right.
And yeah,
I love it. There's a few different brands and companies, but
yeah,
they're great. If you are just making a couple half square triangles and you want to make them bigger and trim them down, this is perfect for drawing your lines.
So yeah, I think this is another great gift. And guys, fits in the stocking.
Yes.
My kids, I'm probably not going to let them see this because they would just be attacking each other with them. But, you know. Ooh, is that Best Press?
Best Press. Yes. Such a great gift. And you could even just wrap a ribbon around it.
Yeah.
And have it like this. Or you could do
That's a couple different scents.
But it would fit in your bag, too. It's small enough. This is Citrus Grove. I really like this.
At first, I was like, why are you pulling out Walmart body spray? What is going on right now? And then I realized it was Best Press. Yeah. I guessed it before you flipped it around. No, Best Press is a good one. Okay, so we all know how much I love a pen, but this is a pencil. And I should have had these together because it's just good to have to draw your lines.
Perfect. So if you were gifting Soline pencils, they're just so smooth on the fabric. And yeah, what a good idea. We could have tied those together with a ribbon. Yeah.
You could put these two together, tie it with a ribbon or like extra a fabric strip that you have and do it that way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I like the fabric strip idea too.
See?
Yeah, because especially if you have a little sewing group with 5 or 6 people and you want to do something small for all of them, you could just get them all a Soline pencil and a little ruler. And it
has an eraser, FYI. So.
And if you're a shop owner, you could bundle some of these together already with the bows or the bags so that people could just buy them.
You want to know what? If you are a shop owner, how fun would it be to have these available to buy? Like a stocking stuffer for the shop.
Or even a stocking already stuffed. Yeah, so if a husband comes in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is you have it already stuffed and then someone can just purchase the whole stocking or the whole bag to gift to someone.
And you could do stockings in different sizes, a small stocking, a medium, and maybe a jumbo.
Shop owners.
Yes.
Okay. I love it. Sorry.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. You knew this was going to be in there.
Oh, Doug Leko's.
Doug Leko's mini simple folded corners ruler. I'm probably his best advertiser ever.
If you know it's a great tool.
Yeah.
And mom, yours is like, so I can see the fingerprints. I can see the scratches. Yours is beat up.
Yeah, I use it. And actually, Billy and I are actually going to film an updated video on this soon. There's some things I filmed a video a long time ago, and there's just a lot more than I want to show with it. So we are going to update that
and
video.
He has different sizes.
Yes, there's this is a mini, and there's a larger one.
Yeah. So, but the mini fits in the stocking, guys.
Right.
Mini fits in the stocking. Okay, well, I'm going to pull out my ruler because I knew it was a ruler. Okay, this is also Creative Grids, and obviously they have multiple sizes, but this one is the 3-inch by 6-inch, correct?
Yeah, 3.5 by 6.5.
Three and a half, guys. Pray for me.
Yeah.
3.5 inch by 6.5 inch, okay? And I, for example, I would have chosen to use this morning. I didn't have a ruler this size on hand. I was trimming corners and cutting 3.5 inch squares. And
Don't you feel like the smaller pieces that you're working with, you really do want a smaller ruler? Just makes it easier to navigate.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this 3.5 inch by 6.5 inch is, if you're doing anything within a smaller range, that this is something you're going to want to have. But not even that, but it has way more on it too. It's, you know.
And I really love my 4.5 by 8.5 too. That's probably the one I reach for the most, but then this one.
But you want to know what I like about this as well is it has, do you see it has like the half inch mark? It says half inch. It says 1.5 inch.
Right.
There's all these different things that it says on it.
Okay, so this is also handmade. It's an ornament.
The stocking is my favorite.
It's my favorite. From my Oh Christmas Tree ornament pattern.
And
I made about 4 prototypes before I got the little, you know, arrangement that I liked the best. I kept coming downstairs and, what do you think about this stocking to dad? And so an ornament is always a great gift. So, and also the ornaments in the pattern, you could also use it just as a coaster.
So a lot of people who just stop by, whatever, for kids, friends, parents, they always note on the Christmas tree, oh, that's different. You don't really see like a quilted ornament all the time.
Yeah.
And we love them. We have multiple on the tree that mom has made. And
yeah.
Okay, guys. Oh, is it going to be ours? It's going to be ours. Okay, this is actually a really, really good idea to put a mini charm inside of a stocking. They're obviously, oh my goodness, how cute. She put the mini charm, so this can make this.
Yes.
And then plus probably a few other things.
Just,
that's really cute. You could do it with the bag.
Yeah.
And you could make the bag with the little mini charm.
Right.
I love that.
I was also thinking too, there are a lot of projects for one mini charm or two. You could even, if it was a free pattern, you could print it off and give them the printed
Free pattern.
Or if you purchased a pattern that goes with that, you could give them the little pattern and the mini charm. And
I love that.
And you could also do charm packs with a bow, mini charms. Those are both really inexpensive as far as fabric goes. Yeah.
That you could still do a lot with. You can do a ton with a charm pack.
Are you out of items?
No, have. Let me feel around.
Wait, I have like 4 more. So I'll do 2 this time.
Yeah, I only have 1 left.
Okay, I'll do a couple. This is just a coaster. This was actually in our Home for the Holidays book too.
Oh, that one was?
Yeah, I made a little set of 4 coasters. There was a table runner, and then with my project leftovers, I made the coasters.
So I always love the coasters because my youngest brother, his fiance, they all during Christmas when they visit, they always bring my kids the little Trader Joe's snowmen hot chocolate melters. Yes. Like you put them inside. And so my kids are always like, pinkies out. They're just always so obsessed with it. So that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. And I'll share one more. These are the new Moda scissors that we talked about last time. So a small pair of embroidery scissors is always great for your bag or sewing kit and also makes a great gift.
I am still possessive over scissors.
Yes.
If they are not within reach of me, I have a complete panic attack. So there's scissors everywhere in my sewing room and they're just everywhere. I love scissors. I love these ones especially.
Did you open up the new Moda scissors yet?
I have not opened them up yet, but they will be opened up soon.
Yes.
Because there is nothing better than fresh scissors with the sharpest cut. Does that make me sound crazy?
No.
I love it so.
As long as you're talking about fabric, it doesn't make you sound crazy.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I promise. I love them so much, but I think that they're great scissors. Well, I'm going to pull out my last one. I know what it is because I was worried I was going to stab myself with it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. There are legit pins in here too. Okay. And I love the, actually, I'm going to talk about these pins.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. So you can gift a pin cushion. And I think that that's a great idea. Mom, wow. You have a lot in here. Okay. What is the brand of these again?
So these are the
Magic.
Magic.
Right?
Whoa!
I remembered it randomly from past video.
From wow, awesome.
Do not cut any of that portion, that tidbit. Yes. Billy just comes in here, magic.
Yes. Yes, they are the magic pins.
Oh my goodness. I'm so proud of you. Look and how much you've grown this year.
They've been in sampler boxes in the past, yeah. I believe.
And yes.
Yep. I spend a lot of time.
And this is so funny because, you know, we just went back to market after not being there for 4 years. But I learned about those pins at the 2019 fall market from Corey Yoder. She told me about them.
Oh, my goodness. Corey.
That's when I learned about them, and I've been using them ever since.
I am obsessed with them. I love the pink ones because they're longer. Mm-hmm. So the different colors have like different
lengths.
Different lengths. Yes. And so pink is my new jam, but I have a whole little tin full of the blue ones.
Of the blue ones.
But yeah. Guys, that was a moment. That was a moment that Billy just really swooped in there and was like, it's the magic pins, guys.
Yeah. And this
How do you not know?
This pin cushion, we have a free tutorial and free little PDF for that. Yeah. But yeah, there's lots of pin cushion options.
But they are, and I think it's the width too. I think they're just very thin is why I like them.
And the pins.
Yes. The pins in general. So they get in there. And I just really
sharp
love them.
And easy to, they're not too thick.
Yeah. And yes. The grip on the end is a good grip.
Yes.
I know it's not going to fly out, poke me in the eye. So.
Right. I didn't even think about talking about those when I put that in there, but I'm so glad you did because those are my favorite pins.
You know. And that is everything in my stocking. But you guys, that's like a lot of good, cute stuff to have in a little gift bag. I love it.
Yeah. So. Of course, Clover Wonder Clips. In fact, I just bought a new box because.
Did you?
I was, you know, sometimes you lose them or they occasionally break.
I really just want 500 of them so I can get the binding around the entirety of the quilt. It bugs me so bad when I have to start shifting them around.
Me too. So that's why I bought another box so that I can do a whole quilt.
Okay, so I have a funny story from Market. The sweetest girl came up and she said, hey, do you guys remember the story I shared when I used to, instead of pinning my rows together, I clover clipped them because I thought that's what you did when I first started quilting. Well, the quilt shifts too much on the clover clips when it's very large. And kindest girl came up and she said, hey, I used to clover clip my rows together too. And I was like, Let's be friends. Yeah. So there is that story really quick. But Clover Clips, great, great gift.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, you just got, different sizes, different amounts of gifts. Yeah.
I'll just pull these last things out. So a couple spools of thread. Couple spools of thread. Yeah. Great idea. You could even do three and tie them with a ribbon.
But you could also, if you're going to do this. Could
put them in there. Yeah. So, and these are just our fill. And then this actually came in my sew sampler box. I can't wait. I need to pick a bag to put it on, but it's a lighthearted zipper pull.
Oh my goodness.
I can't wait to put it on a zipper. It's so cute with a little rainbow with a heart.
So cute.
Yeah. I'm putting this on one of my bags.
And the Lighthearted Collection by Camille is one of my favorites. I love it.
Yeah. And then the last thing is I really do like a good 2.5-inch square ruler too.
Yeah.
So, and this one.
No exception, you guys.
Yeah, this one's the Fit to Be Quarter 2.5. And I love it because I trim, especially when you're making smaller projects. I just love having a small.
Yeah. You can use that with the project you're working on now, probably soon.
Actually used it. I made two of those units yesterday and trimmed it with this.
I love it. I love it.
So those are our...
I think you gave me one of those. That's actually a great idea. I need to go pull it out.
Yeah, see if you can find it because this is a good one.
I love it.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff, and it's good stuff, you guys. Like, I feel like that's surprising that you can fit that many things in there. I love it.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I mean, I know maybe some of these things are smaller and I didn't bring them over here like we did earlier, but I believe you'll link all these things.
I'll link everything.
Oh, wow. Yes,
so you can always, so just in case, because this one is, episode is important for the links. So you click on the description more. You can click on any of the links and there will be pictures of those. So if you haven't seen any of these before, you will at least be able to see a picture on your computer.
Yeah. And if you don't know where to find the links, because I do get questions still, when you're right underneath the video where you start reading about the video, it says see more, right? And you have to click on that and then it goes down and then you'll find all the links.
Open up and they'll be all listed right there.
Yeah.
But I'll leave this all on the table and I'll make a list and I'll get the links to Billy.
And I was going to ask you, you know, just to wrap this part up as well, but these are stocking stuffers. What is maybe the best gift you've received as a quilter over the years? Did you think about that at all?
Oh, well, there was that one year when the sewing machine that I have now was a surprise Christmas gift.
Yeah, that's true. Remember? That's a good one.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
I remember.
We were in our other house.
So, it was like in 2005 or 2006 or something.
Yeah.
That's when my mom got her sewing. That's what I was actually thinking of.
I've been sewing with that for a while.
For a long time.
My mom started crying on Christmas morning when she got that. My dad got it for her and got the table that went with it and everything, right?
Yeah.
And he made it from all of us. And I remember.
She was beside herself.
You weren't expecting it.
Was not expecting
that. Which is the best. Yeah. It's the best when you don't know.
Yeah.
And all the kids are like, yes! Like, we had no idea her sewing would take off how it did, but it was like, she was so grateful. Yeah.
So that was a big purchase, but that was a memorable one, I guess.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, like Moda has sent us some really nice gifts over the year that have they're always a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And that one year we got those quilt, sew, sleep, eat, sleep, sew.
Blankets.
I still love that. They've sent us snow globes.
My kids love them.
A different variety of, sometimes they're quilting themed and sometimes they're not, but they come up with really great ideas.
Really good ideas. Yeah, I love it.
Awesome.
All right. I think that was so fun. I'm glad that we did that.
Yeah.
Okay. So our next podcast episode airs Monday, December 11th. And we're getting right into the end of the year and close to that 100th episode. But today was really, really fun. I love today's topic.
And we do have some good videos coming up in December.
Yeah.
The holiday tours, the decoration tours.
Oh, yes.
Those will be coming up. And we have obviously the sew along still going, and we have some other good stuff as well.
I already told Mom, we got to get decorating right after Thanksgiving.
I'm going to start this weekend.
Oh, so. What?
Yeah.
There you have it. There you have it. All right. Well, today was awesome. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for stopping by.